because I need the battery for later. Okay. I'm fine. Okay, so we're here tonight. Okay, yes, the right the Rashi. The Rashi is on the top. When the flame dalid amid base. Okay, Rashi. Im yuchal lekabel levoyna libuna libuna. The yad loy the dilu pake. It's gonna explode. The yistachach the tarach shloy letzach. So think of this fact because you have to go and inspect if it's able to work because sometimes coals if they're not up to task. Quality control. Okay, that's the quality control is a very important zach in industry. And therefore maybe the coals are not gonna be they're not gonna be up to task, and therefore when you're going to start using the coals, they may explode. They may explode, and then it turns out that when you went and you were matriach to go and bring the coals together to pair, you were matriach and you prepare the coals for no good reason. Next. Next one, tell us another minute another Mishnah. Darsa, Oisha Tarfa, Bekoisel. Excuse me, Darsa, a person went and he stepped upon, a person says in the Mishnah that a bird that becomes a treif. What happens? A person steps on a bird. Okay, it's like when you go to Kaparis, and there are birds all over the place, and by mistake you step on a bird. So what is the halacha? It is a chashash that the bird is damaged, and it's a treif. Darsa. You bang it into the wall. When you swing the bird around your head, you didn't give it a good look, and you bang it into the wall. What's halacha? Or what happened over here with the animal? When you took the bird, over here we are continuing with the bird. You smashed it. Behema be'oif. You took an animal, and the animal banged into the bird, and the bird now it's damaged. It's quivering on the floor. Dar saw you sheritarva because also sheritzis saw behema. You took an animal and you banged the animal into the bird, and the bird now went flying, and the bird now is a mifarcheses. It's shaking. It's quivering. It's on the ground. It's down and out. It's like a wrestling match. It's down and out. It's down for the count. Vishahasa me'es le'es, but it survives for 24 hours. So what's halacha in the shach? Then you do shechita k'sheira. So this is a halacha regarding the laws of Masech Techulin. Rashi. Rashi over here says, V'amri lo ha-shetzorech l'chasman. Now there's another Rashi. Oh, I skipped a piece of Gemara. Rabbeinu Yisrael Liman, I skipped a line of Gemara. On the very, very top of the page it says, Shetzorech l'batklin, V'amri lo ha-shetzorech l'chasman. I skipped that. How could it be we skipped that? What does it mean, l'chasman? It means to make it hard. The word l'chasman means hardened. Let's see with the Rashi on top. The army lost some says shetzorech l'chasman b'hakshoysam b'hesik rishon hein mischaskim v'ne umischashim. When you go to the store and you buy barbecue. How do you pronounce that word? Barbecue.
Not to be confused with barbed wire.
Barbecue. When you go and you have a barbecue, so and you buy in the store coals, the first time you ignite the coals, you're not really, what you're really doing is you're really preparing them. The first time you ignite the coals, they're not yet usable to heat up all of the food. The first time, what it does is it hardens the coal and creates it, it's mashlim, it's tafkid in the veld as being a coal. Everything has a tafkid. And these things, they're tafkids to be a coal, but it needs first to be conditioned. And the way you condition it is by igniting them for the very first time. And that is a malacha, because you're creating something new on the Yom Tov. You're making this into a utensil. So you'll ask the question, but and the answer is That's only machshirei oichel nefesh that were efshar lasoisa me esmo. But making coals is something you could have done yesterday. So therefore, this is also you're fashioning a kli on Yom Tov, and it is forbidden. Okay, next, Gemara. Tanan Hasam. Also, let's say you step on a bird, or shetarfa bakoisel, or you take the bird and you bang the bird into the wall. Rashi, v'tarfa bakoisel, adam shedaras ala, a person steps on the bird, or you bang the bird into the wall. You see, the beferish shirai in the Gemara, they had kaparis, time of the Gemara. When else would you have the possibility to step on birds and to bang them into the wall? Or the bird is not able to stand on its legs. The poor bird, it's unable to survive. But it has saving grace, it survives for 24 hours. The shahasa me'es li'es, Rashi, yoim al yoim echad shalem v'shachta kasheira kasher. Okay, so this is sugya in Masechta Chulin. Now, upon this Gemara, Omar v'lozer Rabbi Yannai, Moshe v'lozer Rabbi Ben Antignoi, tzricha b'dika. You need to do a b'dikas pinim. Just because the animal survived for 24 hours is not a guarantee there's no problem. Maybe there's an internal problem. You must do a b'dika. Now, what's that Rashi? Kishuasa meis leis nami tzricha b'dika lachashchita. Shema nishtabu roiv tzal oisecha. Maybe the majority of its ribs were cracked. The spinal column is cracked. The nifsak achut shalah. Maybe there's a sever in the spinal column. There are 18 trefes in Masechta Chulin, which the Rambam expands to 70. The shahia the me'es li'es itzrich. Now, what's the kasha? If anywhere you need to do a bediga, so why then do you need 24 hours? What's the purpose of waiting 24 hours if you're going to tell me that after 24 hours you still need to do a bedikas panim? So Rashi answers the kasha. The e loy shasa afal pi shabatkal v'loy matza simen treifus treifus. A mardu gemar. It's incredible yisoy. This is an incredible Rashi. I'm telling you, this is why this daf is my favorite daf in the whole shas, because of this Rashi. This Rashi over here saying incredible yisoy is that if you do a bedikas panim within 24 hours of the trauma to the bird, and in other words, like on the radio, you send the bird to the longevity center. You ever hear those commercials on the radio? You send the bird to the longevity center, and they do a scan, and they do all the tests. The bird doesn't have high cholesterol, good blood pressure. It doesn't have any issues. It passed the stress tests, and all of the numbers are good. It has the vaccine. They gave already 3 dosages of the vaccine, 4 dosages of the vaccine. Alt is good. Everything is good. It doesn't matter. If it's within 24 hours of this event, the halach is treifa. Okay? That's what it says. Why? Shezohi achas mishmoin eshrei treifas v'nikwe risuke evarim. Because dos alein is a treifa. Risuke, which means the risuke, which means the shattering of the bones. Shevarecha misparkim kulan, all of the limbs, they are loosened, they are misparkim. The afalpish ein roshim nikoboy, there is no roshim. Vezeh simonech im shasam eis la'eis. If it goes to 24 hours, v'yidu ha'shaloy nisra'en nisrasko evarecha, the limbs have not been loosened. The kim lul rabonim is Sinai, it's halacha l'moshim is Sinai. Derisuk avarim eino chayim eis la'eis. An animal that the bones have been dislodged, the limbs have been dislodged, will not live for 24 hours. But if it survives for 24 hours, the simon that it's not risk avodim. I will show me ne trefa chaya kol shneim osu chodesh, it will live for 12 years. This is the pshat. I'm telling you a murder gevor now. This is the pshat, you say, birchas rosh chodesh, chilutz atzamas. What does chilutz atzamas mean? Chilutz means from the lashon of chalitza. What is chalitza? Chalitza means to loosen the straps. Chalitzas hanoal. When you take a word and you manipulate its vowels, it turns into the opposite. So from chalitza, which means to loosen the straps, when you say that's chalitzas hanoal, you say Cholutz. Chilutz atzamos means to strengthen. It means that the bones shall be tightly fixed in their sockets. Chilutz atzamos. Chalitz. It's similar to the word. It's the opposite of the word of removing the shoe. How do you say removing the shoe?
Chalutzanal.
There's chalutz and there is, that's chal, the patach. So when you take a word and you transform it, you manipulate the value. For example, you have the word skila. You have skila and yishrash yisharish. Okay, let's do that word. Yishrash, it takes root. Yisharish, to uproot. Chilutz means to tie. It should be tightly fast. It should be. That's Yishrash and Yashrish, the same exact letters. When you manipulate the vowels, you go 180. So it's the same thing with Chalitza. Chalitza means to tie tightly. Chilutz means, I mean, Chalitza means to loosen with the patach.
Chilutz. What's a chilutz at Samos?
Oh, that's what we're talking about right now. It came late. Chilutz means to, it should be firmly tight in its socket. You want the bones to be tight. Whenever the bones are not tight in their sockets, you know that the guy is a candidate for this hospital of special surgery. It has to be tight in the socket. That's called chilutz atzamas. When you loosen something, you loosen straps, that's called chalitzo, the patach. Therefore, that's why do you daven for this on Rosh Chodesh? Because of this Rashi. This Rashi here on Daf Lamed Dalet Amud Beis, twice the gematria of Toif, is telling you why on Rosh Chodesh benching you mispal for chilutz atzamas. Because there are 18 churches.
So
we just said that right now. Chilutz means it should be tightly fixed in its sockets. The bones, they should be in the joint, nice and snug, the way they're
just
supposed to
be.
Have
a lot of meanings. Chalutz is like a, in Eretz Yisrael, they call chalutzim. What are those chalutzim?
It means soldiers.
Soldiers, yeah.
Tzva Hagana Yisrael.
V'achlitzen Hashem alakem mitzvasech mitzvah. Is that the same root word?
Which word?
Hachalitzenu?
No, it's a different word. That's a different word.
What does that mean?
That means, Ritzei v'achalitzenu Hashem alakeinu v'mitzvasecha.
Sounds like
find
the same,
favor,
has the same.
Strengthen us. Maybe you're right. It means strengthen us.
That's how I was.
Strengthen us. The chalutzim. Chalutzim
means
same thing. Chalutzim.
Soldiers who are strong.
Chazak v'amatz.
Strong. But what about chalitza? Chalitza.
Oh,
what is chalitza? No, it's the same word. The only difference is. Why is he calling me this guy? This guy, he's an hour off. Give me one second. Dalit, Amid Aleph, Rashi. I'm just saying, I'll tell you, it's a very important Rashi. Rashi, there's
no thing about Chalitza.
Chalitza means to be strengthened. When you say Chilutz Atzamos, it means the bone shall be firmly inserted.
Though
it means to be tight in their sockets. Why do you talk about the bone should be tight in their sockets? Because of this Rashi. Rashi says
which
here,
Rashi?
There are 18 traces.
Which
Rabbeinu Yisrael, Zev, Lobel, enter the base measures.
How many lines? It's one, two, three, four. So he says over here,
Rashi, there are 18 types of traces. It's the Mishnah Masechta Chulin. There are 18 types of defects. From the 18 types of defects, there is one that you can divide them into two parts. 17 on one side and one on the other side. There's one unique defect that stands head and shoulders above all the other defects. And that's called Risuk Evarim. Risuk Evarim means they're shattered or they're like
crushed
or dislodged. And that means that you go, you do a bedika, an animal was trampled upon, or an animal bird was thrown into the wall, it suffered trauma.
Yeah.
The next 24 hours are critical. Because you can go take this bird, or this bird in this example, and you can put it under a microscope,
yeah.
and you will not discover anything wrong with it.
Yeah.
You have this very kind of rahmona l'shel people in car accidents.
Yeah.
They're very shaken, they're hit.
They have to do an MRI.
So the MRI is not, that's what Rashi is telling us, that the MRI is not going to make a difference. You can take the animal that went through this trauma, and you can put it under a microscope, and you're going to find absolutely nothing wrong. Rashi says it doesn't matter. It's risuk evarim is something that cannot be identified by a machine, by a doctor, by anything. You cannot identify.
You can't see with the naked eye.
You cannot see what's wrong. It's a sakana. You cannot see. You'll make a bedika, and everything is accounted for. All the limbs are there. There's no holes in the stomach and this and that. Everything is perfect.
But
just for the fact that the animal has gone through trauma, has been shaken up, has been stepped on, has been thrown into the wall, that it's in a massive...
Can't live within a year.
24 hours. It's invisible. The matzav is a matzav that cannot be identified. So therefore Rashi says that even if you'll do a bedika and you will discover there's absolutely nothing wrong, nothing has been perforated, everything is there, all the numbers are good, everything is good, it doesn't matter. If you shecht it within 24 hours and you eat it, it's a treifa. The only way to be sure that it's not a treifa is you have to wait 24 hours. And then you also need a bedika. Because risuk evarim is when the animal has been trampled upon and the animal has been shaken off.
I thought within a year.
All the other 17.
But not this one.
Not this one.
Really?
Therefore, so when you say in the Birchas Rosh Chodesh, you misspell for chilutz atzamas.
Why, where does this come in middle, right?
Chilutz atzamas is the equivalent by a human being of risuk evarim of an animal. It means that we should not have an illness that we're not, that's not detectable. And if we're not, we wanted to go to the Yeshiva, you should be healthy. Not only should you be healthy, that you don't need to go to a doctor. You go to a doctor, at least, and he sees there's a problem. He sees there's a problem, so he'll give you the medicine. He'll do what needs to be done. But sometimes people, they're ticking bombs. They're walking around. They feel perfectly fine. There's nothing that's noticeable. And poof, and all of a sudden, something happens. So you mispowel for chilutz atzamas.
That's a
shav? Chilutz atzamas zelbe zach by an animal for risuk evarim. Let's do the Rashi again. Kish, this is why I told you it's my favorite daf. There's a lot of you say this here in davening. Kish ha'asa me'es le'es. Rashi over here says, and Lezan Tigna says, if the animal has to survive for 24 hours, nami tzricha bedika li'achashchidi. Even if the animal lives for 24 hours, you still must do a bedikas penim. Frek Rashi, why shema nishtabu roiv tzilosa? Because maybe one of the ribs is broken, or nishbra hashedra, the spinal column is severed, the nifsek achutshula, or yechem shomini trevis. But now Rashi has a bomb question. So if any way you need to do a bedika after 24 hours, why can't you do the bedika immediately? The halacha is an animal that has gone through, was crushed. Someone stepped on the bird. You have to do two things. You have to wait 24 hours, and then you have to do a bedikas pinim. You have to make an inspection. You have to do shchit, and after the shchit, you check that everything should be in order.
This is if an animal collapsed,
bird,
or whatever.
A bird was stepped on. Let's say a bird was stepped on, or by kaparis, you spin around and you banged it into the wall by mistake. Okay, it got banged into the wall. A bird, it says in the Gemara, banged into the wall. It was someone stepped on it, or an animal gave it a shove, and the bird now is on the floor and it's shaking. So it says he shacked it. And you wait. You wait 24 hours, and after 24 hours you shecht. And after you shecht, you do a bedika. Frek Rashi, if I anyway need to do a bedika, so why do I have to wait 24 hours? Let me do a bedika immediately. Let me shecht it immediately and do a bedika immediately. Right? I anyway need to do a bedika.
Yeah, but like you said, for a chilchus atzamas, you're not going to
see. So that's Rashi's answer. Because if you shecht it immediately and you do a bedika,
then you won't
and
know.
The bedika comes out clean, there's no defect.
You won't know it.
It doesn't matter. It still may have had risuk.
That's risuk. You wait 24 hours. But you still have to check if
because
there's any.
Right. So also do the bedika right away.
Do the bedika right away.
No, if I shecht it right
then
away,
know.
Then you don't
right,
know. Maybe
right.
I have risuk. So what do you learn from this? Rashi goes on to Bavon. Rashi, that there, even though it says in the Mishnah there are 18 treifos, take the 18 treifos, divide into two parts. 17, which can be identified. You do a shechita and you do a bedika, and you can identify the 17. And then there's number 18 called risuk evarim. It's a type of treifa you can never detect. You can do a shechita and you can inspect the animal, the whole day, bring it to the biggest laboratory, and you can analyze the animal, and everything is perfect. The animal still can be a treifa because you shechted it within 24 hours of it experiencing trauma. And what's the trauma? It was shaken up. So when you mispal for chilus asamos, all the bones should be firmly put into their sockets. That's the equivalent that we should be healthy, and we should not be walking around with an illness that's equivalent to risuk evarim.
Risuk evarim.
No, it's Posh Rashi saying this. Rashi saying this. Oy nishva chashay b'nizak chola. By echam nishar minei treifas v'shasa demi eis leis itzrich. Why? It's an incredible Rashi. The ilah shasa af al pisha boski do a shechita. I do a bedika v'loy matzah simin treifa. Guess what? Treifa. Even though you do not find a simin treifa, it's still a treifa. Why? Shazohi, because this is what it means in the Mishnah, Mesech Techulin, it means risuk evarim. The limbs have been shaken up. Shazohi achas mishmoin eshrei treifas. The nikra, it's called risuke evarim. When the limbs have been shaken up.
Rashi explains. Shevorecha
misparkin. They're loosened from their sockets.
That you can't see visually?
No. You can't. Impossible.
Loosened from its
sockets? There's an element. You can't see. It looks fine. When you go do a an autopsy, what are you going to see already? You can't really. It's something which is not detectable.
You could touch it. You see if it's loose.
It doesn't matter. We know that when it comes to health, when it comes to the body, how many times do you hear that the doctors, they don't know what's going on? They have no clue what's going on. There's a certain type of thing, the koyach in the Bria. Shevarecha misparkin. You see the word misparkin? The limbs have been dislodged.
Dislodged.
Kulon. The aval pish ain roshim nikoba. The fairish. It's impossible to detect.
You can't detect.
The zeru simon. So how then do you know that it's not suffering from this?
Waiting.
24 hours. The limbs have not been dislodged from their sockets.
Right.
Unbelievable, Rashi says. It's halacha l'moshe misinai.
They were mekabel?
Yes. Mm-hmm. It's been established misinai. The risuk evadim ein achaya me'eis le'eis. An animal that went through this trauma. So you have 18 treifas. Divide them into two categories. What?
My favorite.
Unbelievable, guy. Right? Your favorite daf. It only works the first time. Yeah. So I had that. I have Simcha.
There's a famous
salivation.
Shach. There's a shach. Are you saying you think a shach on that? No? The Yibchas Trefus?
The Chazonish.
No, but you're not familiar with the shach? I mean, you topped your alley. There's a shach, very important shach about the Yibchas.
No, what did it say? I don't know.
Someone told me, a Moyer Harav, a former Rav, told me that there's a.
This incredible thing over here. What he talks about over here, there's the difference of the 18 treifas between 17 and 1, and I'm trying to shtel too that when he Rashi fatayis, what does the Nisugim mean? Means misparkin. It's been loosened from the socket. Loosened. So the Zelbezach, when it comes to the bones, Rav Simcha Soloveitchik, I remember used to come here, he would say,
Simcha Soloveitchik.
Rav Simcha Soloveitchik, remember
Simcha Soloveitchik? Yeah, sure. Yeah,
so he would always say, I was sitting here one day, and all of a sudden he says, it was Kedai, the Koilel. We're learning here for 25 years, the Koilel. The whole Koilel was Kedai to come to Machadish this Vart. This is the best Vart. I was sitting here like Mom is shaking in my pants. He's going to say, and he says a very good Vart Torah, what he says when he was Machadish. I come back the next day, and he says the same thing all over again. It was Kedai. The whole Koilel. And he says it with the same brand. 25 years and one day of the Koilel to come to this moment in Machadish this Vart. I wasn't really shaking. And then I come back the next day and he says the same thing again. So I made these casts. It's 25 plus another 25. So the coil already must be ready. 1,000 years old.
Yeah,
we keep on accumulating. Keep on accumulating.
Yeah, next.
Vita in the Gemara.
Okay. When is this coming to Yom Tov here, Bayam?
Also, we're in the Gemara here. Because the Gemara is the Gemara. Let's see the Gemara. So this is a little thing that's going to be the next. Boy, maybe I'll give you a zero. Maul is shocked to be Yom Tov. So this is where we come to our sugi. First, we lay out the foundation. The foundation was the sugi of Sech Lechulin. Now, here we have an animal. We have a bird. A bird has experienced trauma.
Yeah.
What happened? The bird came to shul, and it didn't get shlishi. So the bird went, and it just flew to the other side, and it crashed into the wall in Agmas Nefesh. That it didn't get shlishi. How do you know that shlishi is more chashav than shishi? How do you know? Because after shisha chadashim, you have to get the third shot. Shlomi, that's up your alley.
No, you have to get the, I didn't get it.
After 6 months, you have to get. After six, you have to get three. So it goes to show that.
But you know what really the most chashav aliyah?
The most chashav aliyah? What's the most chashav aliyah?
Achron.
Achron is more chashav than shlishi and more chashav?
Yeah, so many of Mishmer Brura.
Achron means second to last. There was a Yekka, he told me.
With Achron, you complete your obligation to the Shivakuri.
The Shivakuri is with Shvi. He's saying Shvi is the most chashav then.
No, Achron, he says Achron. It comes after Shvi.
It could be Shvi also.
Oh, Shvi is the last Aliyah. So the last Aliyah is Shivakurian. Kurian, seven Aliyahs. Yeah. Even though you don't finish the parasha. So you'll do the parasha next week. You'll finish up where you left, where you missed out next time. Okay, Achron is more chashav. I remember there was a famous night, there were two people fighting, what's more chashav? And they were fighting, rias. And one gives a clap on the beam and says, I want to end this fight right now. I'm telling you, I know as a fact that shlishi is more chashav because the Chofetz Chaim every Shabbos took shlishi. That's the end of the machlokes. Shlomi, why aren't you laughing? The Chofetz Chaim was a kohen. Exactly! So the next time someone tells you that I know as a fact, yeah, right.
I was beyond that. I'm trying to think, why is a kohen take shlishi?
Okay, so
okay,
you
next. Nee.
Vayitam. On Simchas Torah, when you go into the rooms, do you have to give a kohen first? So the Nitigar really quotes his poskim that say there are tzvei dinim in Simchas Torah. There's Kriyas HaTorah and there's Chazivas HaTorah. You only have to do one, everyone should do one machzor of the laning. That's then Kriyas HaTorah. And then when you go into the Chadorim and you get an Aliyah, you're not getting an Aliyah midin Kriyas HaTorah, you're getting an Aliyah midin Chazivas HaTorah. And then if Chazivas HaTorah, there's no halacha Kohen Levi Yisrael.
But yet people are makbid.
They don't know the halacha. Or,
felt toys. You don't have to give the Kohen the
second
makbid. You went right away into the other rooms right away at the beginning.
Even the first time?
Even the first time,
you're supposed to hear it at least one time midin Kriyas HaTorah. To be mashlim the whole Torah. And after you do one time Achmas Kriyas HaTorah, then the remaining times you're only getting an Aliyah midin Chazivas HaTorah.
Yeah.
There's no halach of Kohen Levi Yisrael by the Chazivas HaTorah. A cotton gets an Aliyah.
And you get an Aliyah twice?
B'diavad, yeah. Not l'chatchila. The Haraya, if you know as a fact that there's no Levi in the Shul, let's say you know there's no Levi in Shul. So there's many poskim that say you should tell the Kohen to leave. Because you know in advance there's no Levi, which means you know in advance you're going to be giving the Kohen.
Because if he leaves, then he's a Levite, and then he can have an Aliyah.
Because then you're forcing the Kohen to get a double Aliyah.
Right.
Who says that's correct? The Bracha Latol, to give a Kohen a double, it's a Chiddush Navi, you can get even one Aliyah after you say Bracha Latol in the morning. So you're going to make the, you know, Lechatchila, you're giving the Kohen a double Aliyah? Who says you can do that? If you don't know, you call up a Kohen, and then Levi, is there a Levi here? Is there a Levi? There's no Levi. So no, you have no choice. The Kohen gets a double Aliyah. But let's say you know in advance there's no Levi. So when you call up the Kohen, you're really calling him up Lechatchila to get a double Aliyah. Who says you can do that? You hear the Vart? Reb Shaul Zev?
Yeah.
Okay? You always call up. Is there a Kohen in the house? Is there a Levi in the house? You ever go to a shul, they call up, you know, Yom Kippur, and you say, Anu matirim lispalel imhu avar yonim. Before Kol Nidre begins, are there any Avar Yonim?
And you raise your hand?
Of course. Weiter. Boy min Erab Yimim Rabbi, so therefore, now, Boy min Erab Yimim Rabbi Zeir, Mao L'shochta B'yamda. Here's our Shaila. You have this bird. This bird has been injured. He's on the disabled list.
Yeah.
Okay? He's on the disabled list. Are you allowed to shech the bird on Yom Tov? Because you're going to have to do a bedikah. And you may discover, and what do you mean? You may discover there's going to be a treifa. And there's going to be a treifa, you're not allowed to eat it. So it turns out that the lemafreya, you were matriach, you did a melacha on Yom Tov shlel
tzarech.
There's a high probability. So we don't know. So that's a shayla. So are you allowed? We learned above. What do we learn above? Above the coals. We discussed before on the top of the page that on Yom Tov, you're not allowed to use new coals. Why not? Because new coals, new for fire on a barbecue, you're not allowed to use because in nature now the coals are defective. Not all the coals, time Chazal, had quality control. Okay. They didn't put a sticker inspected by number 6. So it turns out that sometimes the coals, they're not up to the task. You put them on the barbecue, you light them up, and they explode, it says in Rashi. They mafkir, they explode. Tokea. And then it turns out that
means
you...
That's a sign, it's not good.
It's not a good call. No. But you were Mechal Yom Tov, the person was Mechal Yom Tov in advance by igniting them, and it turns out that retroactively, Lamafreya, it was a waste, it was a Melacha Shenet Tricha, because it turns out that they were no good. So therefore the Gemara says that you should not, on Yom Tov, use coals for the very first time. If you go to the store and you buy a big bag of coals, it's brand new, you've never used them, they've never been tested. So it may turn out there's a percentage of coals, new coals, are defective.
Work.
And therefore, if you're going to light them, and it turns out that they're no good, it turns out that you have done a malacha.
What's that malacha? It says coals, you shouldn't.
So that's the top of the page. Top of the page says, that was the thing we start with today. You're not allowed to go use new coals on Yom Tov because it may turn out that the coals are defective.
Only take old coals that you know that was good.
Exactly. So over here, it's the same shiloh. Over here, there's a probability, there's a statistical probability that the bird that has been injured,
mm-hmm.
has been injured because someone stepped on it, it may be defective, it may be a treifa. Are you allowed to shech this bird that has been damaged, which now requires a bedika? Now, obviously, the case must be that you shechted it, that this injury took place yesterday. It took place yesterday because, you know, anyway, the first 24 hours, you can't do anything.
Yeah.
You have to wait 24 hours. So 24 hours pass, and now it's Yom Tov.
Uh-huh.
Are you allowed to go do a shechted? Because the halacha is you're a mechuyev to do a
bedikah. You might find a treifa.
You might find a treifa. You might
have.
Now you'll say, what about bezman hazeh? Bezman hazeh, we do a bedikah on everything bezman hazeh. So you have it right here from the Gemara. That me'ikar hadin, you do not need to do a bedikah on birds. Isn't it incredible, Gemara?
Why?
Today you go to Empire, they check every single bird. In America, they don't do so many things. In Eretz Yisrael, they're much more machmir. In Eretz Yisrael, they even check the lungs. The lungs are teeny, they have teeny little lungs. Birds have these teeny little lungs. They do a lot. They're very, very machmir in Eretz Yisrael on birds. Very expensive.
They don't
they're very makel. They only expect very because it's not shriach. It's very not shriach.
As opposed to an animal,
the lungs. The only thing you have to check is the lungs. The lungs are shriach.
By animal.
Sure. Only 18.
And what about
only 18% of behemoths that are shechted are glatt. You know that? Only 18% are glatt.
I heard that.
The statistics change. Depends on the region, and time of the year, and the region we get the animals from.
There's no circus.
No circus at all. Glatt. Entirely glatt. No circus at all. And just because they know, doesn't mean it's not kosher. It's kosher, just not glatt kosher. When you go to a chasna, you should know...
We get only glatt kosher, so we only eat one out of 18.
When you go to a chasna, you should know, when you go to a big event, it's Yidua, that the standards that they get the meat are not the same like even you have in your house. When you go to Glatmart, you go to Moshe's, where else do you go to buy? Mound Food, where you buy meat, they send these retail stores the best, the real glatt, the best. Chasnas, dinners, where they serve wholesale massive amounts of meat. How could they produce so much meat? It's impossible. It's impossible to be able to have a wedding. I go to a dinner, 1,000 people, a gala dinner.
A glatt kosher?
So it's the translation of glatt by a gala dinner is not the same translation as glatt in a retail store. In the retail stores, they send the best. And when you go to these very large weddings, you make an investigation. What exactly is going on? What are the standards of glatt?
Is that why people don't eat at weddings?
Yeah. Some people don't eat at weddings. You have to make an investigation.
They just eat fish. Who
says the fish is kosher? Nothing could be. Everything is a problem.
No, but
the
fish
standards.
The standards
are like one. Someone had tongue. They served everyone. A guy had someone who wanted tongue. It was impossible. You cannot go serve.
Lashon hara.
What is lashon hara? This is you should know what's going on.
Bad tongue.
Bad tongue. Lashon hara. it's not possible to go serve 1,000 people tongue. You go to a dinner, everyone gets tongue. What do you get 1,000 tongues?
I was such a wedding.
Yeah. What do you get 1,000 tongues? There's so many animals you on the spot.
Make.
So the answer is the standards are not the same. The standards of glatt by these massively large events are not the same standards as glatt that you get retail. You have to be ma'ayin into this. It's not
never
so kosher.
Retail or glatt wholesale?
You have to know the halach. You have to know what's going on. Boy, mine is the mashkiach is Rebbe Al. You know the word Rebbe Al. Rebbe Al. Who's the mashkiach? Rebbe Al. Who's Rebbe Al? Al Essendon. Al Essendon.
Oh.
Rebbe Zera was a very sad person. Kom Rabba Shachte, Kom Rabba Shachte Rebbe Zera. So here he's asking Rebbe Zera, are you allowed to do a Shechita? You hear Maisa? What's going on over here? This is all the people to ask a shal about shechita. I wouldn't think this would be the right person to ask. Shlomo, what do you say about that?
It's a tough one. I hear.
Boy, he survived. They shechted him and he came back to life.
Rusa means
a defect. Are you chayish at this bird?
I'm alay.
Tanina. Ain what we learned on top of the page. This is exactly what I quoted to you from the very beginning of the Gemara. Ain milabanim es ha'aruofim litzlois b'chem. You're not allowed to whiten the coals on Yom Tov to roast meat upon them. In other words, brand new coals for the very first time. Milab means you make it white for the very first time. You're taking the raw material. The bulk comes in the charcoal bag, buy in store in the hardware store.
What color is charcoal?
I don't know. I never had black. I never had a barbecue my whole life. I don't even know what goes on in the barbecue.
You're not to whiten.
It seems that when you take the charcoal and you burn it for the very first time, it turns white. That's what it says. I don't know. I don't know how this works. Libuni.
Yeah, charcoal. Yeah,
it
turns white.
Fine. S are off rubbing the coals. The coals. Let's slice for him. Vavidim ba Michael. What's the problem? Why not? What are you doing wrong? Viamarab ba Barchon. I'm Viyachanan Chacha. But often Chadashim Askin. We're dealing with new, brand new, hot off the press coals. The nation Tzach Levodkan. You need to test it. There are defects. Okay. There's a percentage of coals that you buy in the buy that are not up to par. That are not up to speed. And when you ignite them, they crumble. They crumble or they explode. And it turns out that retroactively, when you did the malach, when you ignited them, you did a malach of shlo tzarech.
Yeah.
So therefore, you're not allowed to. So here it's a zel bazach. You have over here an animal. It's a reyesa.
Yeah.
The animal has been injured in an accident. Someone stepped on it.
Amalei,
anan reb neishet tzarech lachasman. So he says, no. Who,
Reb Zera answers back?
Yeah, Reb Yirmi answers back. Whoever asked the question says it's not a raya, because we learned this Gemara when we started today's daf. We learned that there are two reasons.
Me.
Why are you not allowed to use on Yom Tov for the very first time coals? So answer number one.
It might turn out to be not good.
It might be good. There's
so
another
means,
answer.
Right.
There's an ikah di amri. The amri law, an entirely different reason. The top line of the page.
Oh.
The amri law. Not ikah. I'm sorry. I made a mistake. Not ikah. The amri law. Some say shizoch lechamson, which explains to me because they're not defective. They're good. They're always good. But the first time you use coals out of the bag, they're not fit yet to roast. That's the hashlama of the coal. It's not yet called a coal. You're fashioning a kli.
Making it hard.
Right. The very first time.
Is it anyway hard?
They are hard, but they're not complete. The way you make the coal complete is by igniting it for the very first time. And that's a malacha of making a utensil. You are fashioning a utensil. But it's a machshirei oichol nefesh. The only machshirei oichol nefesh that's mutter on Yom Tov is the machshirei oichol nefesh that you could not do before yesterday. you couldn't do it.
Yeah.
But if you can do it yesterday, then you're not allowed to do it on Yom Tov.
Uh-huh.
So making coals for the very first time, by igniting them for the very first uh-huh. time, is something that you could have done yesterday.
Right.
So therefore, this has nothing to do with the concern that it's defective.
Mm-hmm.
It's the reason why you're not allowed to go use new coals, because
mm-hmm.
you're making a kli on Yom Tov.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not relevant to our discussion of a bird that has been injured, and it may turn out there's a possibility that there's a trade-off.
So he said we go according to the second reason,
right.
Not the...
So therefore, it's not relevant to our shayla.
Is the maybe a lot of shach?
No, so we have an answer.
We don't have an answer.
Right. It's not irrelevant. So if we don't, you won't bring me a raya, it's not a raya. So what's the bottom line? There is no answer.
So it's like he didn't hold of the reason as well?
No, it seems not. That's the part of the answer. It's not a right, because I can push you away. I can say the Ikatam is the second reason. The first reason is not relevant.
So then the boy was not answered.
Right,
it
was not answered.
Okay,
many times, Yavin Shas, all different types of situations where someone says Teku, someone says Tiyufta, and sometimes the Gemara just doesn't answer it. I cannot believe this. The battery, it was 100%. The battery now is down to 14%. I don't know what's going on with my computer here. Everywhere I go, I'm running out of juice. The phone is down.
Look what Rashi says. He says, "Bishlan Shabbahemus."
Let's see Rashi. Rashi over here says, "Lashoch to Yomtiv." Are you allowed to me chayshin and choil since it's shicha b'dikel v'yisyal later? So there's a defect.
Yeah.
Me machzikim b'usa. Are we chayish for the usa? Are we chayish for the defect? Digava in the animal.
Yeah.
Mishum chashash isur malacha b'yamtiv. Because of the isur malacha on yamtiv, dilma mishtakach treifa v'nimsa shaykh to shlom l'sarach bishlam. Shabehemus avgad b'machamidim.
It's
a gvald garashi.
No, that are not crushed or.
Avgad b'machamidim anavshin b'badkinan muhu surash miu. Samchinan aruba v'roy behemus enim treifa sachinan. Merzik garashi.
This is
Natasha.
Oh.
Rashi is in Kash. Rashi goes that the Minhag Yisrael is to always buy a behema. We always do a bedika, right?
Mm-hmm.
Unheard of. You do a bedika spinem. Hol Masech Tuchul, Nesirchus.
And so he says most of the time.
So how then are you ever allowed to do Shechita on Yom Tov?
Mm-hmm.
The only time we have a dilemma, are you allowed to do a Shechita on Yom Tov?
It's
only
trampled,
if the bird whatever. Was trampled. But
or even an animal.
Animal, in a Hanami, where there's a Reyesa. But let's say there is no Reyesa, you're allowed to do Shechita.
Right.
Why do I do Shechita? We always
even
do
the
Bedikah.
Because the majority
of
time...
The majority of time. And here's the issue in Shiloh. I can't get a clear answer on this.
What's the last two words? Reb Behemoth ain't a trade. Hachem.
Hachem, but Hachemai. Here we have a Reyesa.
Oh, I see. Hachemai.
I never got a clear answer. The Beis HaMikdash, when they did, they brought Kurbanos.
Yeah.
Did they do a Bedikas Penim? Yeah. You bring a carbon oila, right? You do a Shechita. Did they examine the animal? Did they blow up the lungs? And let's say they find the animal's a trace, and then it was no good. You have to do it all over again.
Yeah.
It doesn't say anywhere. You have any makar somewhere that they did a bedikas penim on a carbon chatas, a carbon oila. Okay, bishlam carbon oila. You go oila. It's Lashem.
Yeah.
What about a carbon chatas? You give it to the kohanim Pete. Well, you're going to give the kohanim not glad kosher. If only 18% of the animals today, at least in America, are glad kosher, and you're in the Beis HaMikdash, and you're in carbon chatos, right? So it's kosher kodoshim. Who eats the meat of the carbon chatos? The kohanim. You do a shechita, you do a bdikas penim. Guess what? It's not glad kosher. It's not glad kosher. So what do you do now? What?
Glad kosher. If we consider
the mechaber is
very machmer on
Sirchu. Look, the mechaber is glat. The mechaber is even more machmer. The Beis Yosef is even more.
So when you're talking about glat,
I'm talking about even the low level glat. I'm talking about Ramo glat.
That
the Beis Yosef.
What's Ramo's glat? That one.
There are different degrees. I don't know. There are different degrees in Sirchu. Not every. There are different madrigos. It's almost impossible to find an animal that's completely smooth.
Mm-hmm.
Has no adhesions in the lungs. Almost
impossible.
Adhesions
means like scabs?
Scabs or different types of ridin. I don't know. It's been a long time since I learned this stuff. But
mm-hmm.
It's almost extremely rare. One in a million.
Mm-hmm.
Those animals that are perfect, it's called Beis Yosef Glat. The Svardin only wants the Svardin follow the Chaber.
And so some of these stores have, where they're getting all these Beis Yosef Glat?
So, okay,
so
the scandal is that even in Beis Yosef Glat, there are different madregas.
Yeah.
There are many different levels. I told you, you go to a chasna, you go to a dinner, and they're serving you glat kosher meat. there are many madregos in what we call glat. Okay, there are many madregos. Beis Yosef glat is supposedly the best. It's completely clean.
But
the fact is, even in Beis Yosef glat, in the industry today, there are different levels of Beis Yosef glat.
Yeah.
You go to a Svarish Chasna. Go to a Svarity, makes a Chasna, and he invites 500 people. You're telling me everyone there in the Chasna is eating Beis Yosef glat? It's impossible. They don't make so many animals that are Beis Yosef glat. So what's going on? I don't know. You go to a big, they serve exotic. What?
What?
It's not a scandal. It's a different standard. It's not a scandal. Look, even Purdue, can you say, Purdue, they kill them with electrocution. Go to Hebrew National.
Hebrew National is under the triangle, okay? I spoke actually to a shoyach. I don't eat it. I don't subscribe to it. I spoke to somebody. He says everything is good, but he wouldn't eat it.
Okay, but can you say to a person who ate Hebrew National that you ate treifa, tarfas? You can't say that.
No, you can't say that.
You can't. Would you eat it? No, but you can't say that. You know, the different madrigals.
I spoke to a few shortly, mamish. Everything is
kadosh. Okay.
I don't know. They do. He told me they do something afterwards, which slaughterhouses usually don't.
Whatever. So therefore, this is a gevaldige gemara. So therefore, Rashi is gemara kash. So therefore, how they can? So basically, Rashi, when it comes to the Beis Hamikdash, bring carbon chatos. Nu, so the ochlu oisam. Asher kupar bohem mikan shah koyhanim oichlim ubaolim mischapren. The kapara comes, a chelik of the kapara, ik kapara is the dam, but a chelik of the kapara comes from when the koyhanim eat from the basar chatas. They do a shchita. No, the statistics are the amount of animals that are glat that the koyhanim are holding people. They're not going to eat anything less than what's perfect. So what are the chances that when they bring a carbon chatas, it's going to be up to the standards of glat kosher that the koyhanim are going to want to eat it? What are the chances? Very little. And if that's the case, so then they're not going to eat it. If they're not going to eat it, how are you going to give the kohen what it says? The ochlu oisna shakubar bohem. Let's say the person himself who brings the carbon is a person that's very, very machmer on achila. So he's going to go and allow his carbon l'Hashem to be substandard. Shlomi, what do you say to this kasha? Are you listening or are you watching YouTube? I can't hear what you're saying. You're on mute. Shlomi, you're on mute. Turn off the mute. I can hear your beautiful voice. You're on mute. Turn off the mute. I can't hear what you're saying.
I turned it off.
I was chayshu b'ksherim. I'm sorry.
I'm learning Torah. 100% in the Torah.
Okay, I'm sorry. Chotasi avisi poshati.
No problem.
I ask
no
you mechila. You don't have to give me mechila, but at least I ask you mechila.
I have things to talk to you about.
Let's see the next round.
My sins. My averos. Chamuros.
Let's see the next
round. Vaita. The Gemara. So the Gemara over here was going off to the Mamash Tram on the Bimash Loyalam over here. Vaita, we did it right. We have to Rashi Lubotkan, Rashi Biyamtif, Chloimar, Mishim Chloimar Moloch Biyamtif. Chloimar Rashi. What's the problem? Is that retroactively you can do a Shechita and then you're going to discover the bird. The bird will. He brings a riot from the case of the coals.
Yeah.
You have to inspect them. So we see that
but
we. But
what is this word?
Alma machzikin ruusa ruusa ruusa.
No,
is
that
the
chashin and delma the coal?
The pocket is going to explode. The coals are defective. You're
what does bekoy mean?
To explode. It means to burst. You're going to ignite. You're going to ignite the coal, and the coal is going to burst. It's going to burst. It's going to turn out. Because of the chomer of yamtiv, the halach is that you're not allowed. It was the sakasha. You're not allowed to use on yamtiv brand new coals for a barbecue because it may result that the coals are defective. And then when you ignited them to use them, you wasted your time. You did a malacha you're mechalel yontif. You're only allowed to ignite something on yontif. Havara is aser, only mutu l'tzorech oichol nefesh. And it turns out now that they're defective, so there was no l'tzorech oichol nefesh. The coals exploded. Pake means they burst. You ignited them, they burst, they were defective. So the Gemara says, no, that's not a raya. Because we subscribe to the second opinion of the Gemara, where it says on top of the page, the armor of Meish Yitzchak lechasman. What is in lechasman? Chasman means the reason why you're not going to use new coals on Yom Tov is because you need to chasman, because you're going to fashion them into a new utensil.
Yes,
that's right. They're not defective. It has to exist. Remember, it's not relative to our discussion. Nayo Unfang. Time, you're going to write some. Right, it's to set the pot on fire. One, but what's discussion over here? We're discussing over here a new sugya. This is Moshiva. We're discussing here a new sugya about what? The Sesh Mizrach V'chulin. The way a Nasa Treif. We're just now a new sugya. One second of it. Okay, now we're discussing the units of okay, we're discussing a general discussion. If there are a bunch of Avar Yonin. Who are the Avar Yonim? They were Mechal Shabbos. How are they Mechal Shabbos? B'shutfis. They want to eat. So they everyone did a different part of the cooking process. Who is the one that is chayiv with the Melocha D'Raisa
on Shabbos?
So we have every. It's less. So Tanya. There's one person who brings the fire. He brings and he brings the fire. Yachon Neviyes, one brings the wood. One stirs the pot. So how many people here were mishtateis? Five people. Fire, the wood, the pot, the water, and the spices, six. Six people. When would they put the fire? If you put the fire first, then all of them are chayv, all six. But if you put the fire last, then only the sixth one. So Bisha Mikulu Avdi Maisa. Okay, we understand the fire, the wood, the water. The water and stirring, but Ella. But what about the one that puts the pot? And what did he do? Ella shofes is
there. My David.
That's why this is brought in our sugya, a brand new pot. The first time you cook with the pot, you're hardening it. The pot is incomplete until you harden it for the very first time.
I thought it's hardened with the clayer from when you put it into a furnace.
The kiln. No, so it seems that's the heat from the outside. The first time you go and you use a pot, you're making the pot because you leave
it.
It's the first time. Rashi. Let's see a lot of Rashi over here. Rashi over here says. If we're going to go in and let you go and use it out for the very first time, next time you go, you'll make the cold for the very first time.
So this whole thing is not because you're actually making a cave.
Right. I made a mistake. What am I going to tell us in the other?
What's
to you?
What's going on? You heard this story, the news that's out?
No.
Chevy Garfinkel?
No, what happened? What happened?
He's been accused of abuse.
I don't believe it.
It's very disturbing. There's thousands of girls that consider